and dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Hell here on earth, in some city schoolyard, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs in the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free, that is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two of the National Intel Reports on this Friday edition of the National Intel Report. It is the 22nd of April, 2005. And, Doug, I wasn't able to get to your call last hour. I'll take it right now.
Oh.
Hi.
Hey, John. No, that's all right. It'll still fit in with what you've been talking about. I thought since you had talked about the toll roads and you're saying it's happening, it's going to happen other places. Well, I happen to always read the newspapers out of packing, and I get things, and I got this, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, only one page, I don't have the whole article, but it's the headline says, Georgia 316 toll fate due January 5th, and they're supposed to be wanting to change this 316 into a toll road.
There you go.
This is on Friday, December 17th, 2004.
Add another state, Georgia. Louisiana's there, other states are there, a lot of eastern seaboard states are doing the same thing.
Yeah, I just thought you might want to see that. I haven't seen this in Florida yet, but I'm still looking. The other thing I had for you that I thought would be would enter into what you're talking about the having citizen initiative petitions or something in
yes.
Texas. You'd like to have them?
Yes.
Well, we have that in Florida for doing the Constitution, the Florida Constitution. And they have been very unhappy about it. The legislature has, and I
bet they have, because
yeah.
you're calling them on the ultimate carpet. It's called the Constitution.
Right. Well, there's a bill now, and I don't know if it passed or not. But I brought up the I saved the article, and it's in the St. Petersburg Times online business section, published March 11, 2005, and it says bill sharply restricts citizens' amendments. They want to put this on the ballot to amend the Constitution, you know, and, you know, right now, you know, so that they can start limiting the way that these amendments are passed. It's much easier right now, and they want to severely restrict it. It'd probably just entirely kill it. And the other important thing about this is that we have over 50% of our voting districts now use the new Diebold system. So the possibility of that being manipulated somewhere now has increased as far as I'm concerned.
You know, it's funny you should mention that because during the break I was talking to a marketing guy here and I said, you know, we were talking about politics and I said, and you know what? When they can't flim-flam the people and lie to them, their last resort is to fix the vote and they'll do it without blinking an eye.
It scares me.
It does. Hey,
thanks
for your call. Appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Don Wiskin. You may have heard me talk about how I got my life back after a heart attack. Since then, I have shared Cartivite, a garlic and cayenne mixture, with many others. Listen to what some people have to say.
Like, I couldn't walk from my yard to go up to the corner. That's not even a half a kilometer. And I get about halfway there and I have to go back because my legs are getting too sore already. Now I walk there and I walk to the other end of the road and I come back and my legs still aren't sore.
I've drinking stuff. I got a whole window of pills here, but I wasn't on that thing a week. And I could just, like, you just know sometimes you slip your legs crossed and your foot goes to sleep, and then you can feel it coming back. Well, that's just how this thing is operating. I can feel the feeling coming back in my feet.
To join the thousands already benefiting from Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit Cartivite.us for more information.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on the shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, since we've been talking a little bit about politics, this one is going to blow you away, folks, in a good way. Montana legislatures tell feds to take a hike. This came from gun owners. Larry Pratt sends me his newsletter. And we're working on getting Larry Pratt on the network. It's the one gun organization out there that is effective. I mean, really effective. Forget the NRA, folks. Gun owners is one of the best-kept secrets in the country. And they've been around for, 30 years. So we're going to help them grow, help get the message out there. This came to me today in Larry Pratt's newsletter written by his son, Eric Pratt. Residents in Big Sky Country aren't going to take it anymore. They're tired of Washington pushing them around, stripping away their constitutionally protected freedoms. So Montana legislators took steps in February to exempt the state from various federal laws, ranging from gun restrictions to national ID card requirements. Representative Roger Koopman, a Republican, authored the gun bill in the House to exempt all guns and ammunition that are manufactured in Montana from federal regulations, as long as such firearms and ammo remain in the state. And you may say, oh, well, that's not bad, but listen to this. HB 366 would mean that guns could be manufactured in Montana without serial numbers, sold without background check, and possessed without any government tracking whatsoever. Now, Koopman's idea was extremely popular in the House, and it was easily approved by a vote of 73-24. Now, while there was scattered applause on the House floor after the bill passed, the bill was not without its detractors. Really? Representative Tim Dowell, Democrat, criticized the bill, saying it will be an aid to the criminally minded. Terrorists, here's the card. Here's the Trump card. Terrorists can come to Montana, they can buy one of these weapons, go on a reign of terror, and there'd be no way to track them down. Except for the fact that everybody in Montana would probably be armed. Remember the Vegas PR people are doing this. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Well, I guarantee you, if there's any terrorists operating within Montana, they're going to stay there. And they won't be coming back anymore either. Now, it seems that Representative Dowell is unfamiliar with the advent of the fake IDs, which already allow terrorists to illegally buy firearms from gun dealers in every state. Not to mention the fact that terrorists have done quite a bit of damage already by simply using box cutters on planes, and that's if you use the official line. Now, the Montana House also passed legislation that would exempt the state, and this is good news, folks. Now, I understand that Montana is not New York State or California, but listen to this. This is a state that the legislature said, you know what, we've had enough of the Fed interference. You people are trashing the Constitution. You are running over our rights, and we're putting a stop to it. The Montana House also passed legislation that would exempt the state from national ID card requirements that are currently being debated in U.S. Congress. Now, it goes on to say, they misnumbered their pages, I think, here. No, wait a minute here. Oh, here we go. Representative Diane Rice is the author of HB 304, the bill that specifically prohibits Montana from adopting rules that would follow federal standards for state-issued driver's licenses. Federal standards, Rice said, amount to a national ID card. She and other critics fear that such standards will enable federal officials to require that radio identifier chips be inserted into driver's licenses, thus allowing U.S. citizens to be tracked. Well, down here in Texas, let me remind you folks that they're also doing that with our beloved window stickers down here, okay? That they're going to be able to tell if your insurance policy expired while you're on your way to work. Isn't that pleasant? And then, plus, send you a $250 bill through the mail. Now, Rice's bill fared quite well as it passed the House on a 96-1 vote. Now, ironically, her bill passed overwhelmingly, even though Montana citizens could face serious reprisals if the state refuses to comply with the proposed national ID requirements at the federal level. If any state refuses to comply with these federal standards, then citizens in that state will not be able to use their driver's licenses as a form of ID when boarding an airplane or jumping on a train. To the average citizen, that means, well, what about your passport? Oh, isn't that acceptable? I don't see anything here about passports, do you? Now, to the average citizen, that means you're not going to get on an airplane, says Dean Roberts of Montana's Motor Vehicle Division. Well, that's if you buy into, let's turn this into a national ID card. Now, regardless, legislatures in the state are serious about doing their part to stop the continuing encroachments from Washington. As this newsletter goes to press, both Montana bills are pending in the Senate. Now, Montana's got a pretty rich history in vetoing illegitimate federal mandates. This is not the first time that Montana officials have interposed themselves to shield their people from out-of-control officials in Washington, D.C. Gun owners will probably remember that several sheriffs, including Montana Sheriff Jay Prince, refused to run Brady background checks on gun buyers after the law was enacted in 1994. The sheriff argued that federal government had no constitutional authority to impose such a requirement, and they steadfastly stuck to their guns, so to speak. Well, literally. When Prince and several of these other sheriffs were sued in court, Gun Owners Foundation came to their defense and submitted an amicus brief to support their civil disobedience. The U.S. Supreme Court delivered its verdict in 1997 in favor of the sheriffs, ruling the federal officials could not force the sheriffs to do their bidding. Boy, is that a mouthful. Look what the federal mandates, funded or unfunded. You know, we can go on and argue about that forever. But the point is that these power-mad fools in Washington, D.C. think they can run roughshod over every state, its citizens, and its legislature. Wrong. folks, if enough people get up, I know the system's broke. I know the matrix is in full force right now. I understand that. I am not telling you that there is going to be a certain political solution to this problem. I'm not off in la-la land here. What I'm talking about is informed citizenry telling their legislatures, telling their county sheriffs, telling their authorities in their state, hey, you don't think the Montana House just jumped up one day and said, you know what, I think we're going to do something really magnanimous for the people of Montana. We're going to try to keep them a little free. They didn't do this of their own initiative, folks. There was a groundswell from below that pushed right to the top. Politicians don't like doing things that could be viewed as unfavorable. And a lot of state legislatures will not move against the Fed because the Fed holds the purse strings on so many things. Oh, well, we'll cut your funds off. I mean, getting so ridiculous to the point where cutting off your highway federal funds, okay? The state owns, or the Fed owns all the freeways in this country, all the interstates, I should say. Let me clarify that. And if they want you to do a certain thing, they will withhold the highway funds, thus putting the pressure on the state if they don't want to play ball. So what do they eventually do? That's right, they cave into the federal mandates. Wrong. I don't even know why the money's going to the Fed in the first place. Why is the federal tax money going to Washington so they can disperse it back to the states at gunpoint? Why is that happening? That needs to stop. These creatures, you've got to disarm them, and you've got to take away their control, and right now they're manipulating a lot of states financially. That can be stopped, and these people are doing a fine job at it. Now, how about the issue of repealing the federal income tax? Despite the record of success in Montana, Representative Dow is openly questioning whether the state should exempt itself from federal law. She says, maybe we should say we aren't subject to the income tax, Dow sarcastically added, putting aside the fact that many folks in Montana would probably welcome such an idea. There is tremendous historical and constitutional precedent for recent actions taken in the Treasure State. So much so that if the Founding Fathers were alive today, Montana would certainly rank high on their list of states. Now, there is a historical precedent also for vetoing unconstitutional laws. What Montana is doing today is certainly no different than what Virginia and Kentucky did in 1798. When a firestorm developed after the passage of the Alien and Sedition Acts, taken together, these laws allowed President John Adams to deport certain immigrants and to punish newspaper writers who criticized his administration. Public foes saw the legislation as a raw power grab when Congress was giving the president the illegitimate means to punish his political enemies. The response from opponents was quick and precise. Virginia and Kentucky issued formal protests challenging Congress to repeal the legislation, but that was not all. James Madison, writing for Virginia, and Thomas Jefferson, writing in Kentucky, both said that states were also duty-bound to cancel unconstitutional laws within their borders. Where powers are assumed by the federal government, which have not been delegated, a nullification of act is the rightful remedy. According to Jefferson, every state has a natural right to nullify of their own authority all assumptions of power by others within their limits. Now, Madison did not mince words either when penning the Virginia Resolutions of 1798. He said that when faced with harmful encroachments by the federal government, the states are in duty bound to interpose for arresting the progress of evil. And Hamilton, you know, this guy was a liberal. Even liberals like Hamilton were strong advocates of states' rights. Now, while Madison and Jefferson were the most prominent opponents of alien sedition acts, one should understand that their views were not just the rantings of two renegades. Even Alexander Hamilton, who is labeled by historians as being one of the most aggressive supporters of central government, could not ignore the power the states wield. It may safely be received as an axiom in our political system, Hamilton wrote in the Federalist No. 28, that the state governments will, in all possible contingencies, afford complete security against invasions of the public liberty by the national authority. More on this, more news and information coming up right after this short break.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews, as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you honor a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
Folks, this is kind of an open phone Friday, 800-313-9443. If you want to opine on this Friday afternoon, please do, 800-313-9443. If you want to jump in with what we've been talking about or anything that you would like to bring up. To continue with this, of course, the positions by Virginia and Kentucky were not without controversy, by the way. But in the end, the majority of Americans sided with the two states when they fired many of the national leaders who had supported the Alien and Sedition Acts. Now, during the election of 1800, angry voters went to the polls in droves and not only defeated President John Adams, but sent most of his party packing as well. Now, that election was the end of the Federalist Party. Now, it's been more than 200 years since Madison and Jefferson penned their stinging rebukes against excessive federal powers. But in Big Sky country, Montana legislators have remembered their history quite well. Madison and Jefferson would be proud. Well, you don't stop there, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, just because there is a couple of issues that we need to back the feds off on some important issues that that we deem right now extremely damaging. Now, the federal control of the states has got to stop, period. Period. And that's what we're talking about, because we know this government's been flipped. We know the program. We know the centralization of power. We know how they've taken control. We've seen it through their codes and their statute and assuming authority that they do not have and blustering and blowing hard and making everybody believe it. We have seen this. The goal is to back the Fed out of these sovereign states, period, and put this little thing back in the box where it belongs, and it's manageable and controllable. That's the goal. That's the stated goal. So it's going to be up to the states. Nobody's going to write a letter to President George W. Bush and say, George, you've overstepped your bounds, and you're not going to get a reply back from George saying, oh, you're right, and I'm sorry, and we'll stop doing that. It ain't going to happen, folks. The assumption is in Washington, D.C., that we can do anything that we care to do, and there's not a doggone thing you can do about it. Really. Well, the sleeping giant is awakening from its slumbering sleep. They don't know what they're messing with. And Rick Perry is soon to find that out here down in Texas. He thinks he's a protected puppy. He thinks he's the conduit between George Bush and Vicente Fox, seeing as how this is one of the biggest states in the Union that just happened to border Mexico, which they're just going to be putting in the NAFTA highway, and we're going to accommodate the further illegal invasion into this country. Wrong, Ricky. Wrong assumption. You should get out from your ivory tower a little bit more often and smell what you're shoveling, because the people ain't buying it. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Maryland. Hello, Mike.
Hey, good show. I tell you, sometimes it can be a little bit depressing listening to some programs sometimes, because there's like a...
How do you think I feel reporting it every day?
Oh, I know. and it's like, don't get me wrong, I love Alex Jones to death, and I love his program. I got a bunch of his tapes, and I've loaned them out to people.
Sure.
And he does a great job. He's a great, very intelligent guy.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very great grasp of facts. And I listen to the show, and it's just like, God. And so, I haven't listened to it lately, because my one shortwave radio is broken, and the other one I got, it doesn't go into the lower frequencies. And I drive around with a regular radio.
Well, why didn't you purchase your shortwave radio from the people that know shortwave? I have been doing broadcasting in many instances as long as a lot of these shortwave stations have been in existence. Why did you not buy your radio from us?
Well, I bought one from, you guys, Grundig, a while back.
No, we never sold the Grundigs.
Well, I got them from a shortwave somewhere.
Okay.
But I would like to get one where I can use it in the car or the vehicle. Because I drive a van, auto parts van. You know?
Ironically, it's funny you should mention that. Do you have hidden microphones and cameras in this building? Because this is exactly what we were talking about today. And we have a lead on a company that it's a Sony unit, a head unit that goes right into your car. It's got AM, FM stereo. But more importantly, it's got shortwave.
Cool.
Yeah. So we will be offering that product hopefully here in the near future.
Okay. You don't have it just yet? Because I'm...
Not yet.
Okay, I think it was another station, possibly, where they had a one that maybe plugs into the cigarette lighter.
Yeah, and those are conversion units. These aren't real shortwave radios. What they do is they take the AM section of your radio and convert it to a shortwave use.
But okay.
The problem is with those that they're subject to interference and they don't perform quite as well.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's like, you know, I'm not running down Alex Jones or anybody else. And I just have the greatest admiration for you and everybody else. But listen to, you know, the story about Montana. It gives me hope, you know, and, you know, that people are taking action and doing something. Maybe this is too frivolous. The main reason I call up is just for the heck of it, the past couple of days I've been calling regular mainstream radio stations and talking on air. I thought my experiences might be kind of amusing.
Well, hang on to that thought. I'll bring you back on the other side, and we'll hear some of your experience with the so-called legitimate AM and FM talking heads out there. Hang on, Mike, Allen, and others. We'll get to your calls right after this break.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as a missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies, utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
For over a year and a half, I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120/80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Marketing director is leaving here, and I'm spending time during breaks just wrapping up some final details. Running back to the microphone. Yeah, Mike, it is that the problem is, and here's the problem. I mean, obviously, you're pretty well schooled. You're pretty knowledgeable. You know what's going on, and you know the reasons for it. And you're willing to accept that bitter pill because you know you got to swallow it. You know you got to absorb the information to fully understand what's going on. And it can be quite depressing sometimes. That's why we need more victories. That's why we need more people on board.
Sure.
And I don't know what it is. And this is my pet peeve. This is the you can not call me for dinner. You can shoot my dog. You know, you can burn down my house. But I'll tell you what really angers me. It's people that knowing what's going on and they have a full sense of what's going on and they're doing nothing. Nothing to expand the knowledge base. That is the one thing that sets me right over the edge. I mean, it really does.
I've got this good friend of mine, and I may have mentioned this before, but he's getting his guns together and getting his stuff together in his go-to place. He says, man, don't talk to anybody.
Yep.
You'll wind up somebody's S list.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah, and it's that, I call it the Patriot paranoia. And I'm not saying that being afraid of these people, because they have demonstrated that they are killers and murderers in many instances, at the very least harassing you, or maybe you get an IRS audit out of the blue, or whatever the case may be. But these people have got to understand. And this feeds right into the globalist plan. I mentioned this before, about becoming isolationist.
Sure.
About afraid to speak of what you know, and you're packing up and heading to the hills. Well, that's a brief respite. The creature, yeah. There's no place to run and hide, because the creature will find you and eat you anyhow.
Yeah, I know. And the best analogy I can make is that, you know, and you know, I'm a little fish. I'm just average Joe. And sometimes, you know, I hit a brick wall trying to talk to people. But when I see that light comes on in somebody's eyes, man, it just makes it all worthwhile. And it happens maybe one of every 10 times or something like that, you know?
But you know what? And it is a numbers game. And that's what I live for. I for that light bulb to come on over somebody's head, because I know when I walk away, that light bulb doesn't dim or go out. It stays lit. Because once they get a feel and a real flavor of what's going on, they're going to do one of two things. They're going to do like your friend, you know, pack up all the guns, don't talk to anybody, I'm out of here.
Heading for the hills.
I'm heading for the hills. Or the other ones will look at this and go, well, wait a minute, this is draconian, this is evil, this is bad, I've got to do something about it. But what's really going to set this thing off is the people that have this knowledge base in this country, and there's millions of us. I'm not going to say that out of, 300 million people, the 272 million people in this country understand, and of course I'm discounting the illegals because they don't know what form of government we have, and
yeah.
Quite frankly, they don't care. They're just here for a handout and a job.
That's right.
But discounting all of that, but we have a large core of individuals. If they would just get up off their dead butts and do something, we could stop this.
And there's people that are doing a lot more than me. There's people that are higher profile, that are taking bigger risks. But the best analogy I can make is the truth is a terrible burden. And if I don't share it with somebody, eventually it's going to crush me.
It will, and I don't know how some people sleep at night. I really don't. And I always use the analogy. And I was talking to my marketing guy today, and he had heard one of my shows. The reason why this guy showed up is because he started listening to my programs, and it struck a chord with him. And I told him, I said, in one of the programs that I did, and I mentioned about the children. And you've probably heard me say this from time to time. You know. When you tuck your kids and after the long, busy day and your children are bathed and they've said their prayers and they're getting tucked in and you're making sure that they're secure and covered and warm and comfortable, look at that child after you're reading their bedtime story or whatever and ask yourself, what kind of legacy are you leaving your child by your inaction? You're condemning literally your children to a life of slavery, literal slavery. And then I don't know how people, after hearing that, can go to sleep themselves.
Yep, you're right.
Hey, thanks for your call, my friend.
Okay, thanks.
And keep plugging. It will pay off, folks. And here's and here's the kicker to it. We don't have a choice. So be happy in your work. You've been given a great responsibility. There's no denying that. Sometimes it may prove a little bit dicey. Maybe you may lose a job here or there. Maybe you'll have a neighbor that used to smile at you and wave that won't smile and wave at you anymore. Who cares? This is furniture, folks. These are people that are absolutely useless to themselves or anybody else. We've got to get over it. Alan in Kansas. Hello, Alan.
Hello, John.
Yes, sir.
You was talking to this lady earlier.
Linda Curtis.
Yeah. Now, for any... forming a group or any group that's trying to work municipal, county, and the capital is where all the power is, it would be good to find a lobbyist which would be willing to give a seminar on how to work the capital and how to work politicians.
You know, it's funny you should say that. Boy, I'll tell you what, this is a very strange day because I happened to run into somebody last night on various issues, but he is he's one of these guys, he's a lobbyist, and you don't get the henchmen, you don't get the stopgap or the delay people. No, he talks directly to state senators and congressmen. They open up the door, he walks in, they do their business, and he's gone. But you're right. There's so many things to do. But you're exactly right.
Well, I've seen it happen, and it's so helpful. And the thing that people need to understand is there is a legal definition for lobbyist, but a citizen can bypass all that. And there's a great deal of difference when somebody goes to the Capitol building to the legislature and finds their senator, their representative in their state legislature, and goes and talks to them as a citizen, as compared to a lobbyist. They see lobbyists every day. They don't see a citizen that often, particularly one that's like, 200 miles down the road. He drove, early in the morning to get there, and is working his own dime to go talk to somebody.
I often wondered this, Alan. Has there ever been a mechanism in this country where the state legislatures in full session would allow somebody to come on the House floor, a citizen, a private citizen, and give a speech? Rather than relying on a politician to reinterpret or politicize or cleanse or sanitize, if you will, what the message is.
But sometimes they will in a special case, but if you see, I know where my representative lives. I know where my senator lives. He's up and around the corner, not a mile from me.
Hmm.
See, and sometimes if you can talk the issue and make sense to them and give them something, they will do it for you.
Sometimes.
And not always, but sometimes. And sometimes you can't get everything changed, but sometimes you can get one word changed or a sentence changed or even maybe a paragraph changed out of a bill that just makes a whole lot of difference.
Well, and Alan, this has always been an issue with me also. On one hand, we take a look at the matrix and the system that they've set up, and we know how corrupt it is. We know how unconstitutional, both at federal and state levels, that it is. We've seen the commerce clauses come in. We've seen statutory and regulatory law based on no authority whatsoever, but they proclaim that they have it. And a lot of people feel as if the political system is dead because it is corrupted. Now, I will say this, that by doing this, that yes, you can change some legislature's mind. Yes, you can educate them as to the reasons behind it. These are just people, too. These are people. Politicians are not hatched out of test tubes, or they're not cloned. They don't go to a school necessarily to be rubber stamped and certified to be a politician. They are people too. Some of these people, and I made the analogy last hour, with the cops. You got the one guy that wants to get in there and roll up his sleeves and really help his fellow human being and have the authority to do it. The other ones want to strap on the gun and the badge to go shoot somebody and play Billy Badbutt and throw their authority around. Same thing with politicians. And it's up to the people to root out these power-mad individuals. The problem we're having here that both our politicians and the citizenry itself doesn't even know what the heck form of government. These people drop into the situation, and they go along to get along. And they're not going to make too many political waves, lest they won't have the support of their brethren. And, if it's a politically sensitive issue or whatever, I don't want to run the risk of making my constituents mad, so they'll play the safe political game.
Well, what's happening is they're working political art. We've been trying to study political science and find the principles involved. And what they do with the science is use it, enough science to work political art. And what seems to be the best for the moment and the best today, they keep throwing tire patches on things they shouldn't have even made a tire for.
Right, exactly. But, Alan, you're making too much sense.
Okay, now, I would just caution people to understand one axiom when they go to work in political art and working with politicians is be friendly, but be careful of making friends because friends is an investment, and that might cause their heart to do something they wouldn't otherwise do.
Boy, and there are inducements and enticements. There's offers, the proverbial carrot strung in front of their face that, don't get too close to the enemy's camp.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
And always remember, fatigue is a tool used by the opposition, and they will try their best to just wear you out.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Alan.
Thank you, John.
All righty, sir. Guerrera McLeod out of South Carolina. Hello.
It's Guerrera McLeod.
I'm sorry. I didn't have an explanation on how to pronounce it. Go ahead, sir.
I'd like to be considered as a guest on your show sometime when you have some time.
Well, and what is your bailiwick? What's the thorn in your side, or what's your knowledge base, and what would the topic be?
I've been trying to fix government for 30 years. First through the court systems for about 10 years, then I started a group called Citizens for Constitutional Government, and I'm also running for Congress.
Any real hope of attaining your goal?
With some help from talk radio, I can, no problem.
Oh, so you're not saying that you want me to help you with your political platform, do you?
Oh, no.
Okay.
I've got, I'm a strict constitutionalist, and I have no problem with that. The problem I have is raising money, and I'm not very good at it.
Boy, there seems to be a lot of that in short supply lately. Well, what makes you distinctly qualified for the job that you're seeking?
Well, if you'd like to have another Ron Paul, another Tom Tancredo, or somebody that understands how to fix government, then I'm your guy. Citizens for Constitutional Government has been trying since 1986 to organize enough folks to force Congress to limit themselves to only those things authorized by the Constitution. We are calling for tax reform that's different and better than any that's out there, Social Security reform, judicial reform. We know how to stop judicial activism, which is a tremendous problem these days, especially with Terry Schiavo. If I had been in Congress, I would have stopped that. Now, one person could stop what they did to her.
Well, okay, but let me point out something. It's not the job. Are you talking about state government, or are you talking federal?
Federal.
Well, you got to understand something, Mr. McLeod, that this should not be an issue for the federal government to be involved in the first place.
All people in government are required to protect life, liberty, and property.
Well, this is a two-way street. You know, you can't have it both ways. You know, once you start going down that path, how many metaphors did I just mix there?
Uh-huh.
Once you start going down that path, you're using this, and I'm sure that the people in Washington, D.C., over the Terry Schindler, by the way, we call her Schindler because her husband wasn't much of a husband, and he was shacking up and having babies with another woman. In my estimation, that broke the marital vows right there, and his say over her life and what was to be done with it. But to illustrate this, this is not the way to go. I mean, we have well-meaning people. You know, if you read your Constitution, the Founding Fathers repeatedly warned us against usurpations, of course. They told us about the corruption that would eventually evolve, and it did. But they also warned about using that very same government for light and transient reasons. And I'm not saying that the Terry Schindler case or anything else is light and transient, but be careful of the fix that you're trying to institute. It may be worse than the disease that you're trying to get rid of.
Well, I know for a fact that federal judges can be stopped by Congress. This was an issue that Governor Bush could have stopped easily. Well, any number of agencies could have stopped it easily. And it just burns me up that none of them had the backbone to get anything done.
Well, and I appreciate your frustrations on that point. Until we get to a point, and here again we're going back to the basics of our government. We the people, we are the government. That takes a well-informed citizenry that knows its form of government, knows how it's supposed to operate, and can elect those people that will safeguard this national treasure. I mean, that's what we need. Now, I've been kind of frustrated over the Ron Paul issue. I want this guy to run for governor of Texas because the key to this is not by going to the Fed end and trying to eat this beast from the tail end up. The way this country is constructed, and you know this probably better than most people do, the way this country was set up, that we are the sovereign states under the umbrella and protection of the Fed. There are certain enumerated powers that they have, and there's certainly a lot that they have overstepped and abused. But the key to this is the states. The key to this, the way the government is broken down. It's even broken down. How many counties you got there in South Carolina?
46.
Okay, and you got 46 different, you got city councils, you got government councils, you got your own state governor. The point is that it's all broken down. You got your county sheriffs down there. And all of this was supposed to be designed so the people that were living within that little sphere of influence had control over their politics, over their government. That's the way it's supposed to work. To try to do this on high, and Ron Paul gets frustrated with this all the time. He gets so many of his brethren up there on the Hill to agree with him on certain issues But time and time and time again, it goes nowhere. It sounds good. It makes for great sound bites. It sounds really good to have a United States congressman on a program saying the right things. But the effect of this is not that good. If people like Ron Paul would make a decision, if I am going to make a life in politics and I am going to make a change, then I've got to do it at my state level. Every one of these governors within this country right now is the first stop against federal intrusion. The problem is that they're no different than the federal government themselves. The difference is the people in these respective states don't even know the difference. That's the problem we're running into. So I don't know, Mr. McCloud, helping you with your campaign to get you in Congress, that you can be one more vote with Ron Paul is going to do any good. I think, my friend, your better chance is in South Carolina in organizing your people to replace the people in your state legislatures that will not either, A, uphold the federal constitution or even know about it, and will not stand by their own state constitution. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Republic Trading, a division of Republic Broadcasting Network, has a simple mission. Take the guesswork out of buying gold. With 20 years of experience in the gold business, I can tell you the best kept secret is European gold. Republic Trading has a limited amount of pre-1900 French Angel 20-franc gold coins on offer at only a fraction over its gold content value. These almost 1/5 ounce gold coins are available for immediate delivery, $95 each. Call today, 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier, the Aeronizer. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on the surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. Call 877-605-9200 or visit the website at www.aeronair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Colorado, Dale, you are up next. Go ahead.
John.
Yes, sir.
Just want to comment on that gentleman that called in about the lousy reception on his portable shortwave.
Yeah.
And I've been there, done that, and what I have done was I took one of those, you know, reel-up type shortwave antennas that's got the direct plug-in for the radio.
It's called the ANT-60.
Yeah. Basically, I just took mine out of the case, and I was driving a company van that had the gutter that ran around the roof.
Mm-hmm. Little rain gutter there.
Yeah. Just put your radio where you're going to be able to use it while you're driving. Preferably you're not driving when you're adjusting it, but just run it out the passenger side door, up into the gutter, and just use a little bit of silicone sealant to hold it in place so it's easy to take off if you get fired or something. But, you know, that's probably the easiest way, and his reception will improve dramatically.
We have, and I keep saying I'm going to do this, and I am going to do this. I will bring up, I've got Selwyn Winstock. He's the Sanjin of American guy, and he understands his product. And I may get either George McClintock or possibly Adam Locke on the program at the same time. A lot of people don't understand how shortwave works, and they don't know how to optimize it.
Right.
And we've had truckers in the past call into the program and go, hey, I just took a string of wire and I put it on my rig.
Well, like with me, when I was driving truck over the road, too, I just had it going around inside my sleeper because most of the truck was made out of fiberglass,
right.
I didn't have all that steel.
Right.
You know, and that's great for somebody to do if, you know, it's a company vehicle and they probably be some restrictions on them buying, you know, a decent in-dash shortwave radio.
Sure.
But, you know, that's a little hint for him, if he's still listening, to give it a try.
Well, one of these days, hopefully, we'll be big enough and bad enough that we can get on one of these XM or Sirius satellites, and people can listen to broadcast uninterrupted.
Yeah, that would be nice, too.
Yeah, along with shortwave and AM and FM and low-power FMs and print publications and VCR recordings and DVDs and all that other stuff. Just another piece of ammunition.
Yep. Well, like right now, I got an old Ramsey 25 FM transmitter. You know, I use it so I can listen off the net, but I get out for about 3 or 4 square blocks here.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know if anybody's listening or not.
Well, maybe your neighbors are, and you just haven't, they haven't told you.
That's true. Well, they're probably trying to figure out who's doing it.
Well, I ran into a situation, and I won't give the location of the post office away, but the guy that runs the post office, the one branch, we had our low power here in Round Rock, Texas. And by the way, if anybody's listening via the shortwave here in Round Rock, Texas, where they're looking for a new site for the low power FM, this guy, he was listening to the program every single day on his AM FM radio, and all of a sudden it wasn't there. And he said he come up to me and he said, you were talking about something one day. He said, and I didn't get to hear the rest of it. He said, can I go to the archives and download that program? I said, sure you can. So, yeah. Hey, you never know who's listening.
That's right. Well, you take care.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, Dale.
All
Have
right,
a good
bye.
Weekend. All right, folks, that'll do it for us today. We'll be back with you Monday with another edition of the National Intel Report. And, folks, I say this from time to time, but seriously consider this. Think about this over the weekend in your leisure time. You know, you can multitask while you're digging in your garden or mulching your grass or whatever you're doing. Start thinking about ways that you can be a part of this and become more effective. Yes, we do have a limited amount of time. Yes, there still is a window of opportunity that's still open for us, but it ain't going to last long. And if you love your country, you want it to continue, want your children to be free and secure, start thinking about it. We'll see you Monday, folks. God bless. Have a good weekend.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others. others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.